在这课里，我们要学习的是助动词
should, S-H-O-U-L-D, should,
跟
must, M-U-S-T, must
的用法。我们也要看一看这两个助动词的否定式
should not,
也就是
shouldn't,
和
must not,
也就是
mustn't,
在意思上跟
Don't have to
这个词组有什么分别？首先，我还是请两位英文老师给你念一段对话，请你注意听英文老师的发音和声调。
Peter, can you help me for a minute?
Yes, what do you want me to do?
Will you take the garbage out?
Do I have to do it now?
Well, you don't have to do it now.But don't forget to do it today.
All right. I really must go now. Otherwise, I'll be late for school.
You have an exam this morning, don't you? You mustn't be late. Maybe you should ask your father for a ride.
好，现在我们再把刚才那段对话用慢速度念一遍，请你注意听。
Peter,Can you help me for a minute?
Yes. What do you want me to do?
Will you take the garbage out?
Do I have to do it now?
Well, you don't have to. But don't forget to do it today.
All right. I really must go now. Otherwise, I'll be late for school.
You have an exam this morning, don't you? You mustn't be late. Maybe you should ask your father for a ride.
在彼得跟他母亲的这段对话里，有几个句子用了我们今天要学的助动词
should, must,
跟他们的否定式
shouldn't, mustn't,
还有
have to,
跟
don't have to,
这两个词组。现在我请老师把包含了这些词的句子用慢速度再念一遍给你听。
Do I have to do it now?
You don't have to.
I really must go now.
You mustn't be late. Maybe you should ask your father for a ride.
好了，现在该做练习了。首先我们来学怎么用
should.
这个字是用来劝告别人应该做些什么事。比方有一句话，天冷了，你应该穿毛衣。这句话你可以这样说
It's cold, you should wear a sweater.
好，现在我们给你多举一些例子，每个句子我们念两遍，请你听一遍，跟着重复一遍。
It's cold, you should wear a sweater.
It's cold.You should wear a sweater.
Peter is late. He should ask his father for a ride.
Peter is late. He should ask his father for a ride.
Henry is heavy. He should get in shape again.
Henry is heavy. He should get in shape again.
Kate is hungry. She should eat something.
Kate is hungry. She should eat something.
Your room is messy. You should clean it up.
Your room is messy. You should clean it up.
好，现在我们换一个方式做练习。先由老师说一句话，比方下雨了。
It's raining.
接着老师给你一个词组，大雨伞。
Carry an umbrella.
请你用。
Should
这个字来完成句子，所以答案就是下雨了，你应该带雨伞。
It's raining. You should carry an umbrella.
好，现在我们开始练习。在你做完句子之后，请注意听正确的答案。
Peter is a good player. Join the team.
Peter is a good player. He should join the team.
Henry is tired. Take a rest.
Henry is tired. He should take a rest.
Kate is thirsty. Have a glass of water.
Kate is thirsty. She should have a glass of water.
Your shirt is dirty. Change into a clean one.
Your shirt is dirty. You should change into a clean one.
It's raining. Carry an umbrella.
It's raining. You should carry an umbrella.
刚才那组练习你都做对了吗？下面我们来练习
should
的否定式
should not
这两个字可以简缩为
shouldn't
意思就是劝人不要做什么事。我们做的是换字练习，老师先念一句话，接着老师给你一个新的词组，请你把新的词组代换到原来的句子里。每做完一句，就请你听正确答案。
You shouldn't spend so much money. Drink so much coffee.
You shouldn't drink so much coffee.
Buy so many records.
You shouldn't buy so many records.
Go to so many movies.
You shouldn't go to so many movies.
Drive so fast.
You shouldn't drive so fast.
下面我们来学另外一个助动词
must
这个字表示必须做某件事情没有其他选择比方有一句话亨利要上飞机了他非有飞机票不可这句话英文可以这样说
Henry is going on an airplane He must have a ticket
现在我们给你多举一些例子每个句子我们还是念两遍还是请你听一遍，重复一遍。
Henry is going on an airplane. He must have a ticket.
Henry is going on an airplane. He must have a ticket.
Kate is going to a formal party. She must wear a dress.
Kate is going to a formal party. She must wear a dress.
Linda is going to buy a record. She must save some money.
Linda is going to buy a record. She must save some money.
Mary has an exam tomorrow. She must study hard.
Mary has an exam tomorrow. She must study hard.
Peter has a class at 7 o'clock.He must get up early.
Peter has a class at 7 o'clock. He must get up early.
Susan doesn't have a car. She must go to her job by train.
Susan doesn't have a car. She must go to her job by train.
Must.
的否定式就是
must not.
也可以简缩为
mustn't.
这个词是用来表示一定不应该做的事。下面这组练习，内容都是说彼得在上课的时候不应该做的一些事。由老师先念一个句子。
Peter mustn't sleep in class.
接着老师念一个新词组。
Eat lunch.
请你用新的词组把原来的句子改为。
Peter mustn't eat lunch in class.
好。现在我们就开始做换字练习，每做完一句就请你听正确答案。
Peter mustn't sleep in class. Eat lunch.
Peter mustn't eat lunch in class.
Talk.
Peter mustn't talk in class.
Smoke.
Peter mustn't smoke in class.
Write letters.
Peter mustn't write letters in class.
Look out of window.
Peter mustn't look out of the window in class.
Listen to the radio.
Peter mustn't listen to the radio in class.
刚才我们学习了两个助动词
should
和
must
还有他们的否定式
shouldn't
和
mustn't。
现在我们来学习另外一个意思跟
must
相同的词组
have to。
这个词组也是用来表示非做某件事不可，比方有一句话，你非得清理院子吗？英文可以这样说，
Do you have to clean the yard?
另外一句话，你非得工作挣零用钱吗？英文可以这样说，
Do you have to work to earn your allowance?
好，现在我们来练习这类句子。由老师念一个句子，然后老师给你一个新词组，请你用这个新词组来做换词练习。做完一句就听正确答案。
Do you have to clean the yard? Practice every day.
Do you have to practice every day?
Go to the supermarket.
Do you have to go to the supermarket?
Wash the dishes.
Do you have to wash the dishes?
Change your clothes.
Do you have to change your clothes?
Work to earn your allowance.
Do you have to work to earn your allowance?
凡是陈述句的主词是第三人称他的时候，就应该用
has to.
下面我们要练习这类句子，老师先用
does, D-O-E-S, does.
开头做问句，请你用
has to
来回答问题。做完一句，还是请你听正确答案。
Does he have to go to New York?
Yes, he has to go to New York.
Does he have to clean up his room?
Yes, he has to clean up his room.
Does she have to take the bus?
Yes, she has to take the bus.
Does she have to drop this course?
Yes, she has to drop this course.
Have to
的否定式
Don't have to
跟
Has to
的否定式
Doesn't have to
都可以用来表示不一定非得做某件事，而有其他选择。在上面一组练习里，我们要多学学这类句子。每个句子我们还是念两遍，还是请你听一遍，重复一遍。
I don't have to buy records. I can listen to the radio.
I don't have to buy records. I can listen to the radio.
You don't have to go to the movies. You can stay home and watch television.
You don't have to go to the movies. You can stay home and watch television.
We don't have to take the train. We can take the bus.
We don't have to take the train. We can take the bus.
They don't have to drink coffee. They can drink tea.
They don't have to drink coffee. They can drink tea.
He doesn't have to wear a white shirt. He can wear a blue one.
He doesn't have to wear a white shirt. He can wear a blue one.
She doesn't have to cook.She can go out to eat.
She doesn't have to cook. She can go out to eat.
首先还是请你听一段文章。内容是说彼得跟琳达兄妹两个人应该帮着做些什么家事才能够每星期拿零用钱。现在请你注意听。
Every week, Peter and Linda receive $5 from their parents.This money is their weekly allowance. It is not a gift. Peter and Linda must work for the family to earn the money. Peter takes out the garbage and cleans the yard around the house. He should do it every day, but sometimes he forgets. Linda helps her mother with the cooking. She also washes the dishes after dinner.Peter and Linda don't have to use their money for food. They use it for their entertainment. Sometimes they go to the movies. Sometimes they buy records. Each week they save some of their money to buy something more expensive.
刚才那段文章你听懂了多少？文章里包含了今天教的语法，你是不是注意到了？等一会儿我们会把整段文章再念一遍。现在我们把今天测验的三个问题先念一遍给你听。第一个问题是
What should Peter do to earn his weekly allowance?
第二个问题是
Does Linda have to use her allowance for food?
下面是第三个问题
How do Peter and Linda spend their money?
好了，现在我们再把刚才那段文章用慢速度念一遍给你听。请你特别注意刚才那三个问题的答案。
Every week, Peter and Linda receive $5 from their parents. This money is their weekly allowance. It is not a gift. Peter and Linda must work for the family to earn their money. Peter takes out the garbage and cleans the yard around the house.He should do it every day. But sometimes he forgets. Linda helps her mother with the cooking. She also washes the dishes after dinner. Peter and Linda don't have to use their money for food. They use it for their entertainment. Sometimes they go to the movies. Sometimes...They buy records. Each week, they save some of their money to buy something more expensive.
现在要请你回答今天测验的三个问题。在你回答之后，请你听老师说正确答案，看你答对了没有。下面是第一个问题。
What should Peter do to earn his weekly allowance?
He should take out the garbage.And clean the yard around the house.
第二个问题是
Does Linda have to use her allowance for food?
No, she doesn't have to use her allowance for food.
现在请你回答第三个问题
How do Peter and Linda spend their money?
Sometimes they go to the movies. Sometimes they buy records.